This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says there are no good options for the United States to avoid an economic calamity if Congress fails to raise the nation's $31 trillion-plus borrowing limit in the coming weeks.
Financial and economic chaos would ensue if Congress doesn't act. It must raise the debt ceiling and allow the U.S. government to borrow more money to pay its bills, warned Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on ABC's This Week.
Whether it's defaulting on interest payments that are due on the debt or payments due for Social Security recipients or to Medicare providers, we would simply not have enough cash to meet all of our obligations.
International repercussions could also be expected. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
On the same program, Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says House Republicans are right to tie the debt ceiling conversation with demands for spending cuts.
Forces a moment to be able to talk about debt and deficit and to say, where are we going on this?
U.S. President Joe Biden's top political national security aide has met with the Saudi Arabian crown prince amid a long-standing tension between the White House and the kingdom. State-run Saudi press agency acknowledged the meeting Sunday night between Jake Sullivan and the crown prince Mohammed bin Salman in Jeddah, the Red Sea port, now at the heart of seaborne evacuations from the fighting in Sudan. This is VOA News. Russia's Wagner Group appears to do a 180 on a Bakhmut withdrawal, VOA's Joe Ramsey reporting.
Russia's Wagner mercenary group appeared on Sunday to ditch plans to withdraw from Bakhmut in eastern Ukraine, saying they had been promised more arms by Moscow and suggesting they may keep up their assault on what Russia sees as a stepping stone to other cities in the Donbas region. Ukraine's general in charge of the defense of the besieged city said late on Sunday that Russia had intensified shelling, hoping to take Bakhmut by Tuesday, but he'd have to do everything to prevent it. May 9th is Victory Day in Russia, marking the anniversary of the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Peruvian authorities say that a fire broke out deep in a gold mine in southern Peru and killed at least 27 workers during an overnight shift. The mining company says in a statement that a total of 175 workers were safely evacuated after the accident, which happened late Friday or early Saturday. It says a 27 dead worked for a contributor that specializes in mining. Government officials say the cause of the incident is under investigation. Now some news reports say preliminary investigations indicate an explosion may have been set off by a short circuit in part of the mine about 100 meters below the surface. Mexico's government says over 2,000 migrants were kidnapped by smuggling gangs and drug cartels in 2022. As authorities mounted a successful search for 10 Colombians abducted in northern Mexico this week. The news comes as the U.S. prepares for an influx of migrants at its border with Mexico as a pandemic-era restriction are set to expire. In an interview on Fox News Sunday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says that there are many migrants now already crammed and at border locations in Texas that they need to be transported away to make room for others.
The fewest border crossings in decades. Only when Biden came in and eliminated all those policies and put down a welcome mat to the entire world, that the border is now open, that we suddenly have the chaos.
Trump former illegal crossings tumbled after President Joe Biden announced asylum restrictions in January, but they have risen since mid-April. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.